Hello and welcome to episode 69 of the VGC Trainer School podcast, where we focus on the competitive side of Pokemon. Whether you're a ladder scholar or a newcomer to VGC, we will help you learn. Class is in session. I am Spicer. I am joined by Sloth.
Yo, what's up, everyone?
And that's it. It's just us this time. Also, from now on, it's going to be the Sloth Spicer show. Just so you know, like forever.
Just the two of us.
We're gonna rename it.
Da, 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 da. Just the two. No, we'll get some more people. But yep, good to hear from you again, Spicer. It's always a good time coming back on the cast.
Yeah, for everybody else, I don't know. You either decided to skip the previous episode or you listened to it before this because apparently I did not upload it correctly. So it's gonna release on the same day as this one. If you're confused, that's why. And just so you can go back and listen if you care, but it's not pertinent anymore. But all that mattered is we made predictions about Pokemon Day. We discussed San Antonio and something else. And
Yeah, no, it's gonna be amazing. You guys are gonna love it. You
yeah, I
get
mean,
two for one.
yeah, a little twofer.
Yeah.
And yeah, so on to this episode. What are we talking about today? We're talking about post Pokemon Day, since that just happened in this timeline, and UIC just happened. Wolf Flick won.
Yet again.
Wolf Flick the Bean won again. And Global Challenge number three or two happened just now. I think the third one. And then we're gonna discuss Ice Horse Balance again for 15 more minutes. That's your segment.
Yeah, that's pretty much my favorite segment at this point. Not gonna
Yeah.
lie.
Yeah, we just discussed. We're gonna have that in every episode, actually, from now on.
It's gonna be amazing. No one's gonna get sick of it. I can't. I'm so excited.
I mean, Ice Horse Balance is always relevant. Any meta. Whether it's.
Yeah. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, if it's not legendary is allowed, then you just use Glacier, and if you can't, well, if it's not restricted is allowed. If there's no legendaries allowed, you have to use like Mamoswine and name it Ice Horse.
It's kind of horse-like.
Learns high horsepower. That's all you gotta know. And then
Yeah, fair.
we'll discuss Regieye, which is not revealed yet.
But we got some ideas.
I mean, I think everybody's generally got one idea. And if it's not that, it's gonna be mind blown moment.
Yeah, fair.
I mean, yeah, we all think it's gonna be double restricted. And if it's not, then I'll eat my shorts.
Yeah, we're gonna hold you to that.
Yeah. My shorts are made of gummies, so it actually is pretty
Well,
easy.
then
But
you're a lucky guy.
anyway. Yep. But yeah. On to the news. There were special events announced in Africa. Right?
Yeah, so we got two special events that were announced there, Johannesburg and South Africa and the Durban, also in South Africa. Johannesburg is actually going to be April 27th this year, and Durban will be May 25th, obviously, of this year. And then if you plan on attending the Monterey Regional, signups will be reopening March 6th at 1900 CST via RK9 Labs. If you are not familiar, yeah, can go to Victory Road's Twitter and find all this information as well.
Wow, that was actually a good news segment. Good job.
Yeah, I'm trying for you, Spicer. I'm
You're
trying.
hired.
Yes, how much do
You're
I get paid?
fired. You're hired. You're
No,
fired. You're hired. You're fired.
I'm jobless, jobless.
Now for a segment where you tell me about what's going on in Pokemon Cock Pa.
You gotta cut that. Cut it. Cut it. Cut it. Cut it. Anyway.
I am going to. Pokemon Pop.
No. No, what did you say before that?
Okay, what'd I say before that? Okay.
I don't know, nothing.
Okay,
Okay, yeah.
okay, okay, okay.
All right,
And now in the news, I have our specialist in the field of Pokemon Pocket here. That's Sloth, because I don't play that game. What's going on in Pokemon Pocket?
dude, we got some crazy things happening in Pocket at this very second. Pretty much, we got a new pack. Honestly, I overhyped it. I mean, there's some good meta cards in there, but the pulls seem kind of rough. But it is meta game changing. The Arceus thing seems cool. But Irid is a big game changer for the water decks because any Pokemon that has a water energy attached to it heals 40 HP, which is pretty broken. We also have a event going on right now where you can find a promo Gible card, which is really cool. It's a full art, I believe, is what they call them. Yeah, I think Irida here is the biggest
Oh, the art where you like go
thing.
into the card. I think there's a name for it, but I don't know.
No, those are the immersive arts. It's just kind of like
It's not that. Never mind.
it's
Never.
just one of the ones with like the cool art pictures, but it's not like super rare.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a good explanation. Probably not.
Yeah, no. I remember. I played it for a little while. I just
Yeah, then
once the expansion came out and it was like, use Celebi and Superior. That's the meta. And I was
that
like,
was crazy. That was
I
that's
don't
like not
know about
even
this
fair. You gotta
game.
balance. Yeah, they gotta
Yeah,
balance.
that was honestly the point I quit, but I might come back. I stopped opening.
Palkia is pretty cool. I like the Palkia deck.
Okay, does it compete with the Celebi deck?
Yeah, it does. Because you have Misty, you can have two Mistys, which lets you like for each heads you flip, you get a water energy attached to a water Pokemon, and Palkia can almost one shot just everything. So if you
So
get some good rolls, you're pretty good. And then you have Manaphy, which lets you attach one water energy to up to two Pokemon on your bench, which
see
is pretty broken.
everything that's like tier one or S in Pocket is like extra energy dispersion.
Yeah, no, 100% getting it. Yeah, just getting the energies on your Pokemon so you can do the damage first is pretty good if you can set things up right. But the new Garchomp too is pretty meta. It's pretty good. People are messing around with the Leafeon EX, which actually lets you, let's see, lets you take a leaf energy from your energy zone and attach it to one of your leaf Pokemon. So that's pretty good. But yeah, nothing crazy. I mean, there's some cool cards. We got the immersive art Palkia. We got a really
Okay.
good like Meryl, a really cool Meryl card, which isn't super rare. It's just one of my favorites. But
For sure.
yeah.
You are very knowledgeable. I appreciate that. But we're gonna move on now because this is a VGC podcast.
Let's run it.
anyways, yeah, that sounds like a very horrible, I mean, interesting meta in Pokemon Pocket.
It's all right.
What we're really here for is Pokemon Day to talk about how crazy that was.
Yeah, no, Pokemon Day was sick. I was honestly very stoked. So, yeah,
Yeah, Pokemon Champions
because it
is so
started Spicer.
important to talk about that I had it listed three times in the agenda, and it keeps popping up again. But yeah, I mean, this is for anybody who doesn't know, they had a trailer where they showed a kid playing on his phone with in a double battle, and he was using a Terra Water Dondozo against a kid playing on their Switch using Mega Charizard, and they seem to be battling this person online. So all we know is that like there's more than one gimmick plan for this plan. Not necessarily like that's what it's always gonna be, but all we know is that it's gonna be able to have more than one gimmick at a time and cross play between cell phones and the Switch. So this is fucking mind-blowing, earth-shattering shit as far as VGC is concerned, because it's the future of VGC, in my opinion. And if you don't think that, I think you're wrong. But I think that because it's on Switch, like it's gonna be the mainline battling experience, at least for a while, for a bit. And
Yeah, so
also on
oh, go ahead.
mobile, like the combination, like that is the problem with this game since forever has been accessibility. You have to buy a Switch, you have to buy a game, you have to buy the DLC, you gotta get to the end and do all the stuff and learn the meta and have a team built. Yeah. And we're not saying that like that's not still gonna be the case, but Pokemon Champions is some kind of step towards accessibility because it's on the phone. This game has all the makings of an e-sport. It's just not accessible, in my opinion. And accessibility is all it's going to take for VGC to evolve, blow up to the next level. And so I think that Pokemon Champions is a very big deal for that reason. Anyways, what's your take on it?
I think it is just amazing. It's so cool, and I think it's such a good idea. And I've watched other people have their opinions about it, and obviously everyone loves it. But I think a couple of opinions that I heard that I really like is how like they're probably going to centralize VGC in Pokemon Champions, and then by doing that, like yeah, they'll be able to change the format so much easier, right? They'll just be like kind of go into Champions, probably you just download whatever update,
Oh
and
yeah.
then there you go. You have Mega No Terra. There you go. You have
The
Mega and Terra. There you
possibilities.
go. You have just Terra. Yeah, endless possibilities. And then, hopefully we get like easier ways to train Pokemon. And then now coming from Pokemon Champions, seeing Pokemon XA and the gameplay in Pokemon XA, now we're going to get a Pokemon game that makes you feel like more of a Pokemon trainer in my eyes, right? Because like, when I was a kid, I was like, oh, it'd be so cool if you could like if the Pokemon were actually battling, like your Pokemon has to actually dodge the attack, your Pokemon like actually attacks the Pokemon. So it's like the gameplay seems more almost like lifelike, which I think is really cool from Zaw, but
The
like
dodging
I
thing
feel
is world changing too.
yeah.
Almost everybody's got to be excited. I mean, if people who aren't excited are like, oh no, they're changing the game. It's like, no, this isn't
Yeah,
VGC.
they're wrong.
That's why they gave us Champions, because
Exactly.
it would have affected how we felt about every the new balance or the new gameplay in ZA or ZAW, as you put it. That's a cute way to say it. I've
Yeah,
never
cool with yeah, ZA, the Pokemon Zaza, because it's gonna be fire.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Is that like Zaza a word for weed? Is that what we're doing? What is
Yeah,
that?
maybe. Yeah, might be.
Maybe. I'll cut this
Yeah, it
out.
It's that gas, it's that pressure. Spicer.
Is that for like a
I
song?
learned that one from
Sounds like
Cody.
they're quoting a song, and I don't know what Zaza is.
Oh no, they say it in them rap music lyrics sometimes. I'm not gonna lie to you, but yeah, no, that was gonna be cool. But like back to Champions, I think it'll just
Okay.
like
Oh
kind of
yeah, sorry.
piggyback on what you were saying.
Yeah, I
I
kind of
think
lost my.
it's just gonna be so good for VGC in general. Like it's gonna be able to blow up VGC, and like now seeing how much pop blew up and then doing this, I just think it's gonna be amazing because like now everyone can hopefully just play Pokemon, right? And then yeah, we don't have to have these like the storyline gameplay and like the VGC gameplay like contradict each other. And one thing I actually really hope they bring back with this, which I think if they don't, everyone might be a little heated. Weren't you able to record your games in the past and they just like never
Oh yeah.
put in that feature? Like
Yeah,
if
oh
we could
my
save our
God.
recordings finally
Like
because
that
of
and also
this,
like
that would
having
just be fantastic.
spectator or like an official spectator mode would be fucking amazing.
Yeah, that'd be sick. I didn't even think about that. And I think the graphics on Pokemon Champions looks amazing. I mean, given I guess the Dozo Charizard battle might have been a little enhanced. Either way, it looks better than
Yeah, I think
Scarlet and
that's
Violet,
not
so
like
fuck
gameplay
it.
footage. That's just the concept.
Yeah, no, that'd be too dope. Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. But
But
yeah, no, it's cool. I can't help but just be excited. Obviously it'd be amazing if VGC got way bigger and to that point of where it isn't considered an e-sport and like everyone could start diving deeper into it, so to speak, and it'd be more worth it. You know what I mean?
yeah, it'd be crazy. It'd be more mainstream, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, maybe like this podcast will blow up and then you could actually pay me like you said you would.
Right. I'll pay you somehow eventually.
Yeah, okay, cool. That's okay.
Right. But yeah,
But
the whole movement thing, the dodging attacks, like what it's like live action playing the game. It's like Final Fantasy and Kingdom Hearts sort of gameplay, I think. I really have always thought that that was the direction they like needed to go. You either control the trainer that kind of controls the Pokemon or control the Pokemon itself. You know, I think we've all had this idea since we were kids, at least 90s kids, of like, oh, imagine like an MMO of Pokemon where
Yeah,
like
no, I'm right there with you.
we're realistic and we're all in this online digital world and all with our own specific Pokemon. And you want to be able to be like the fucking anime or, you know, you're like, dodge, Pikachu.
Yeah, I think this past like year or two, the Pokemon company has like really actually listened to everyone. 'Cause I remember when everyone was complaining about like Scarlet and Violet being released and obviously like all the bugs and the lagging and the graphics and you know, so
Yeah,
on and
same
so
thing with
forth.
the Sword and Shield. It's like similar complaints.
Yeah, so I remember everyone was kind of like we're down to wait longer. At least like on the internet, you know what I mean? Like we're
Yeah.
down to wait longer and guys take your time and give us just like a really good finished game. And I think that's why they like push Zaubak more is because like you know like with Pocket and Pokemon Champion or Pokemon Champions, like it just yeah, it kind of feels like they are listening to us, which I think is like really cool. And everyone with Zaw, right? And the gameplay in Zaw, like that's you know, like we've all kind of wanted and they did it, you know? So I think that's pretty cool. But what star are you gonna pick there, Spicer? Who are you feeling?
That's a really good question and a really tough question because
Mm-hmm.
it was like if it was one of the Gen 2 mons like I was expecting, it would have been an easy choice because I'm a little Gen 2-er.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
And
I'm a cynical kind of guy, you know what I mean?
it's like I have not even thought about Tepig for a second. I was a
For
cynical
me
guy.
neither.
I was a cynical guy and my original silver version, but I also had, you know, replays with Totodile and Chikorita, and Totodile is really fun. Chikorita feels like playing gold and silver on hard mode, like really hard mode.
Dude, that's kind of where I think I'm
A
picking
whole different
Chikorita, so I think I'm gonna have my work cut out for me. But I'm down. I'm doing it. I think I'm
I did
gonna run
a
it.
bunch of Nuzlockes, and
Ooh.
Every time I started with Chikorita, it fucking died. I've done Nuzlocke of Gen 2 more than any other, and it always dies. And I think Totodile is like the best one to stay alive until the end. He's the GOAT.
Yeah, I mean,
It's not really
bring
Chikorita's
up some
fault.
fair
He
points.
gave it like horrible stats. And did Meganium
Kind
even
of.
get
Not the
sleep?
best moveset, right?
Did Meganium even get Sleep Powder? Or did it?
Probably not, but like I'd hope so. All right.
I have
Well, are you looking that up?
to. Yeah, I have to know.
All right. While you're looking that up, I got a
Look,
part
it
two
doesn't
for the
even get sleep powder in
Q&A.
Gen 2. So sleep
I
powder
guess
is
light
like,
screen.
who fucking gives a shit? This is the playthrough. This is the playthrough, not the
It
VGC. You're trying to like
gets leaf
catch
seed. I
mons.
don't know.
You're trying to catch Pokemon. The best thing
Yeah.
about Venusaur in first gen was that it had sleep powder. And then it only gets poison powder, and it's awful. They made it just you know, what if you wanted Typhlosion for alligator but bad and your type was
Yeah,
never.
but what if Mega Meganium just like shits on Mega for Alligator? Then what?
I
What
am
if
hoping
you're like a
so.
water dark type and I'm gonna be a grass fairy type and I'm just gonna wreck you?
So like, since I'm not Nuzlocke, I'm not like the game's gonna be easy. I'm gonna be like trying to do completionism on my first playthrough, and probably my
True,
only
true, true.
playthrough since I only did Arceus one time.
Arceus was crazy.
So I'm probably gonna go Chikorita this time, just because it's like I feel like it's the underdog, and I'm really excited for it to very possibly get a fairy type mega evolution because everybody saying that because in the trailer Chikorita used Disarming Voice, which was a move it's never
Yeah.
or a fairy type move.
Do you think they're gonna? My actual question is gonna be, do you think they are gonna give those three starters mega evolutions? They have to, right?
Okay, wait, well, I got ahead of myself. It's actually probably more likely not to be Mega Evolutions. Probably more likely going to be regional variant, since that's what they
True.
did with Arceus.
Fair point.
But because it is Gen 5, where there is a gimmick, and Arceus is from Gen 4, where there was not a gimmick, maybe it's Mega Evolutions.
I wonder if, well, so bare minimum Chikorita's regional form, if it doesn't get a mega and it's just regional form, that's got to be a grass fairy, right? Let's be real here.
Yeah, I feel like we're all.
Yo, what if it's meta because it walls Urshifu Rapid Strike?
Yeah, I mean, I think that new Meganium might be good, and I'm really
Yeah,
hoping it is, because
they should give it grass clap.
Grass Clap.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It'll be a special grass priority move
I had
that's
this like
70 base power and has a chance to sleep or poison you. It'll be perfect.
God, it's just like worse dire claw.
Anyway.
Like bullshit. They're like,
Yeah,
this makes Mons meta, we've discovered, so we did it again.
it'd be like a thunderclap and dire claw, but in one for a mega, regional form. Anium.
I've heard a common fan theory craft for Meganium Fairy or whatever, just to make it better, has always been like, give it triage. Imagine fairy, grass, Meganium with triage. It would be nuts. Especially if we got floral healing, which, I mean, it's got a fucking flower on. And
True,
I
that
mean,
makes
even
sense.
if it wasn't, wait, isn't there? Oh no, this is like heal pulse. But I mean, even if it was something that wasn't flower healing, which it seems like it, the most obvious case, but it would probably make Comfey like a joke. It's like, why would I ever use Comfey again? Except
Yeah,
for
true.
maybe that it has Trick Room, but
And Tailwind.
yeah. And if there's like a poison meta, you like maybe don't want to use Meganium. But
Oh, yeah.
Comfey
Four
doesn't
times with
either.
poison. Anyway.
Anyway, what I think would be the fucking coolest ability to have on Meganium Berry would be Flower Veil, which is an ability that only Florges gets. And what it
Oh,
does
yeah.
is it prevents grass types from getting statused or having their stats lowered, which is crazy because it's not a grass type, obviously, Florges. So usually it's like this big brain, like two Pokemon combo that you do in VGC, except I don't think that's ever been a thing that's like really been meta. I mean, it might have been at some point, but like it wasn't for long if it was. But yeah, when like, and imagine if it was like a physical attacker, could be badass because now it's immune to intimidate, can't get burned.
That would be sick.
That would be hard. Like, I would love that so.
Oh, and then it could get like a move that one shots Ensign. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, I don't know how it would one shot instant being fairy grass and
Me neither, but I hate that thing, dude. We
yeah,
gotta take that thing down.
maybe for alligators, final form is anti Incineroar.
Dude, it's gonna be crazy when they release Wolfie's Ensign. Because of the his UIC win, which we'll talk about later, but yeah, there's gonna be
Oh
like
yeah,
a
we
ridiculous
fucking
amount of incense everywhere, and they're all gonna
Wolfie.
be wolfies, and it's gonna be crazy.
Oh God.
Annoying, crazy annoying. Sorry, what'd you say, Sizer?
Sorry, I was saying like we forgot to talk about UIC, didn't we? It's
No,
fine.
we just do it now.
Yeah.
Hey guys, UIC happened a little bit ago.
Yeah. Wolf one, spoiler alert that you
What a
already knew.
surprise.
Yeah, I mean, if you play VGC at all, you already knew this. Even if you like, you would
Dude,
know this before you listen to this podcast. It'd be
there's
so
like 20
obvious.
videos on YouTube about people being like Wolf One.
Yeah, if you were just like, I just came out of a dark closet I've been stuck in for a week, and my first media of choice for Pokemon news is the fucking this podcast, then you're in for a time because Wolf One
You
did,
have, yeah.
and he used Incineroar because he's a hypocrite. Just kidding. No, it was a really good Incineroar. It had Protect on it, which was like super fucking cool, actually. I mean, he just used Flare Blitz as his only stab, and it just makes you like so much more annoying when you can do so many things. You can pivot, damage, protect. It's also extremely important to have protect on a Paris song team, which is what he brought again. And he is the master of Paris song. It's pretty undisputed.
Wolf just obviously playing Parrish incredibly well. It was a really good final set. It was really close. Dill, who got second, also played incredibly well. But yeah, Wolfie was just came out with this Parrish Trap Corydon team and was just like super creative with it and just said, fuck it, I'm gonna send it. I'm Parrish Trap everyone. And then, he called the whole community out. So that was cool.
This Corydon is so like such a dark horse like in the race, like but it makes so much sense. Like, I don't know if you've played Corydon, but as somebody who has played extensive
I haven't.
Corydon, the second I saw this, I was like, why didn't I think of that? He just needs a little more fucking damage, and he usually dies in two turns anyway from like Flare Blitz, usually
Fair.
like killing himself in order to hit something. And like, because people often like are just Terraing out of something, like Terra to Fairy, so they take your dragon and fighting moves, so you end up Flare Blitzing, you lose all your health. But I mean, this still
It's
does
fine
that.
if you get the KO.
It still does that, but you're not even caring about bulk. You're not wasting any time with bulk because Groudon is just getting kills or dying, and that's like what he was already doing already. So it's like, he just focused on that, and it makes so much sense. Running close combat instead of collision course just for that damage. It's just like this reckless style. And then just Parrish, like pivoting was always a part of Corydon teams. So Parrish is sort of like a pivoting style of win condition. So it kind of made a lot of sense. Screamtail is the best Parrish song user. Fluttermane as well, even though he's not using it on this Fluttermane. Those are just like Paris Mons, and it's like, why not just use it on a Corydon team to give him Protosynthesis? And Corydon teams were already even appreciating Gothitelle without Parrish, just because they don't have to fight for weather control as much because they can't switch. It just this team to me is like made so much sense the second I saw it.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's like such a smart take on Corydon, just because, like you said, you can like lock in the weather. You have to think about, are you dealing with Parrish mode? Are you dealing with Corydon Flutter? And then like you were saying about Corydon, with the Life Orb Terrifier in close combat, you're just taking KOs, and that's one thing that Parrish Song loves, right? You just like use Corydon to trade against your opponent, and then you bring out Parrish because once you're down to three Mons, Wolfie almost just wins because he's just a master at Parrish Trap, and he can cycle out and Parrish and protect and fake out and fake out and protect. And then, so it's just smart. You kind of like don't even care if Corydon goes down. I think he's kind of just using it to trade like one big Pokemon. And then he also, I feel like, saw like a hole in the meta where no Maridon is going timid right now, right? Or like max speed timid. So if, you just go max
True.
speed Jolly on your Corydon, you're
Right.
probably outspeeding like heavy Maridon, and you're just KOing it if you make the right call. So, and then you take out Maridon, you click Parrish Trap, and you probably, you're having a good time. I don't think anyone was like thinking about
No one had these
max.
calcs.
Yeah, I don't think anyone had these calcs ready. So it's like it was really smart of Wolf to come in with this like damage that just let him trade with like almost any restricted. Like I ended up doing a calc and an Terrifier, Flare Blitz, and the Sun with Life Orb still KOs Ice Rider if it Terrace is something that doesn't resist fire, which is crazy.
And then just like Instant Amoongus just like round things out really well, especially because Instant is another mon that gets fake out and protect, like Gothitelle. And then his Instant has safety goggles because like you have to always respect Amoongus. And he's clearly, showing that like, okay, I have it. Did you bring it? All right, well, I have safety goggles.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
Yeah, I could just like slow the game down.
Mental Herb and Terra Dark, I think, is interesting on just Amoongus, even though like all Amoonguses are usually the same-ish. It's usually like one or the other for taunters, but like he's like, nah, I do not want to get taunted at all. And I think that's so it's for Screamtail protection and Gothitelle, because especially Screamtail, this like taunt like fucks up Parrish Song. Like It's one of the biggest counters to it, and like to be able to redirect taunt and also have Dark Terra and Mental Herb, that's like one use of it that you don't have to burn your Terra for. And if it's like, okay, they're still trying to do it, now you Terra redirect that taunt into your Dark Amoongus, like, or I don't know, just cool. Pretty cool. I'll give it,
Yeah, no, all really good points.
even though, you know, he's the best player, and you can't really argue with that at this point.
Yeah, no,
You know, at
100%.
least you gotta respect the dude's game.
Yeah, no, 100%. But yeah, maybe let's go over a couple other
Yeah.
teams from Top Cut.
Enough glazing of the fucking
Yeah, I'm dashing. Dude
But
earned it.
yeah.
Yeah, then Dill, who there was Dill who got second place with, I believe it was, he said it was Gabriel Gate's team
Okay.
from Worlds for the most part, and it ran Maraidon, Ferrigraph, Incense, Single Strike, Urshifu, Iron Treads, and Iron Hands.
I think what's really cool is that there's no Whimsicott. Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah, no, I feel like you're right. Maraidon like always loves to run Whimsicott. I guess maybe
But
it's because of the double fade out, I
ever
would
there's
suppose, so you can kind of get around.
two other players, Grant Laird and Joseph Ugarte, also did not use Whimsicott in top eight
Huh,
with their
maybe we're
combos.
seeing.
Taren Birdie did have Whimsicott,
Oh yeah, both
yeah.
actually
But
looks
instead
like
they're
both
going
Joe and
for
Grant opted for Grimmsnarl.
Grimmsnarl. It's like just they're going bulk rather than speed.
Yeah, well, I noticed and I heard people mention that a lot of Maraidons were going like very high in the HP stat based off the stream. Some people were even running like max HP Maraidon.
That's why Wolf's Charizard was able to get the jump on everybody.
Yeah, he's like, I know I outspeed you. Everyone's probably just running Lucas spreads, and yeah, guy made a good call. Yeah, and now's a good time to bring up the Ice Rider team in third place. Super cool. We love Ice Rider balance. Kind of not balancey, but sort of.
Oh my God, this is all
It's
you.
very no, it's just it's very similar off rip to Hirofumi's team from Worlds, except Yosuke, pardon my pronunciation if I got that wrong. He has a Raging Bolt. Or he has an Amoongus instead of a Raging Bolt that Hirofumi had. And instead of Cobra Cloak Chiyu, it's Choice Scarf Chiyu, but Chiyu Flutter, from my knowledge, pretty good into Zama and Shadow Rider teams. So it's a good faster mode to have there. And then, just your Ice Rider, Cornerstone, Amoongus thing going on, and a Terra Stella for Sash. Rapid Strike Urshifu with Taunt, no Aqua Jet, Close Combat Surging Strikes Detect. But it's a cool team, yeah. And it seems like Maraidon really came out for Top Cut. And then we have Gavin Michaels back with his Kyogre, still playing Rain.
Yeah, Kyogre people.
I feel like if you don't like respect Kyogre, you just lose to Kyogre. You just get water spouted and like take the L.
Yeah, you have to respect it. Just Torn Ogre, Ogre Bear. It's good. It's really good.
Yeah.
I think we knew that before Gen 9 even came out.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. Man, I always feel so bad for Groudon because they like made Groudon a ground type. It sets up the sun so it doesn't really get like stabbed in the sun, but Kyogre gets water spout that hits 100% of the time.
Yeah, just
And
like how
what?
Coridon and Maridon are.
Yeah, it's like, makes me sad, but it's okay. I like Groudon, but it's fine. Yeah, but that was pretty much Top Cut.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Chen Pao with Urshifu. It's interesting having Chen Pao not with a physical restricted, but I mean, Urshifu is basically a restricted, especially on a Kyogre team.
Yeah, I mean, Surging Strikes in Rain. If you have Pao on the field, you break the damage calc. Is that what the kids say? Like, nothing actually resists it.
I don't know what the kids say.
I wouldn't know either.
Joe's team has a Ditto, which is always fun. I love
Yeah, Ditto's a funny guy.
He's got the Maridon we were talking about. Bulky Maridon with Grimmsnarl, Volcarona, Urshifu, Repstrike, Iron Hands. Iron Hands is on so many of these teams, even the ones that don't have Maridon.
Iron Hand, after playing in the GC, Iron Hands just, I didn't use Iron Hands, but it feels like really good into the meta right now. Because like low kick just does too much damage. And then if you're a Maridon, you have Electric Drain, like Iron Hands is just crushing it.
Five of the top eight teams had Iron Hands, and
It's my dog.
seven of the top eight teams had Urshifu, which only Wolf did not have.
Yeah, interesting. So the team that won didn't have Urshifu? Maybe Urshifu's washed? Is that what I'm hearing?
I believe I heard that the close combat with Life Orb from Koridon okos the non-bulk Urshifus.
Yeah, in the sun, I would believe it.
Yeah.
Close combat, strong move. Right on, strong Pokemon.
And then he does have Fluttermane, Gothitelle, and Amoongus, and those things all help too.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of Urshifu hate. So, I mean, if you don't have an Urshifu, you definitely still have to respect Urshifu, right? It's broken.
Yeah. I feel like you say Urshifu. Did you say that for fun? Or instead of
Oh,
Urshifu.
I just don't know how to pronounce things.
That's
Urshifu?
Urshi, like she.
Urshi?
Yeah.
Urshifu?
Yeah.
I guess there is an H in there, huh?
I thought you were just like for fun saying the H like silently.
No, I'll just have to go reread it.
Yeah. Anyway, what were you saying?
Oh no, just yeah, Joe. He's got the Ditto. He's got the Grimmsnarl. So some pretty good options. He's got a Volcarona, which is really good, into Zama and Kali Ice. So I'm sure that helps him there. Just, setting up screens. Yeah, still really good
Walled
into
by grass
Zamazenta.
types. His whole team seems like it kind of gets walled by grass types. I guess he's just not counting on seeing Rillaboom. There was only one in top eight. It's not that popular right now, though. Which
Yeah, I
is
mean,
the
Rillaboom,
eighth
it just
place.
gets lanced.
Teo team? I don't know. No idea how to pronounce his name, to be honest, but he's got the Clefairy with Cali Shadow. It's pretty much like they usually are. It has the Calm Mind, Covert Cloak, Fairy, Tarot, Draining Kiss, and like it's been a thing since day one of Reg G.
And Cinderella, Urshifu, Clefairy, Pelipper, can't go wrong.
Yeah, like balancing Pelipper with Urshifu is like insane.
Yeah, Rainbow, then you could just go Clefairy setup.
Seventh
Yeah,
place was like the
we've
same
all heard about that
Rainbow,
before.
except it had Frare Giraffe instead of Ditto and Entei instead of Volcarona. So
Entei's dope. Entei's a sick Pokemon. Just throwing that out there.
All right, Chen
All
Pao.
right.
UIC, dude, it was awesome. What a time.
Yeah, sick. So that was EUIC.
All right.
And then we also had the Global Challenge
The Global
actually
Challenge.
happened as well.
Yeah, I was not a part of the Global Challenge. The day I was planning to do it, last Wednesday, I was just really, I was like badly hungover, and I get them real bad. So I was like incapacitated for like all fucking day until I was like, oh God, I was supposed to register by 4.
Oh, rats.
But how'd it go for you?
It went all right. I got to, I think 16, 18 was my best Evo. I didn't test the team before too much. Should have tested it more. And then I just played like all my games. I think I might have ended in the top 10, 24. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
But I don't know. I don't know. I haven't checked, but I'm not expecting too much out of it. But it was fun.
I don't
I
know
know how many.
things. I'm just the host. I'm the layman and the host.
Oh, okay, my bad. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it's top 10, 24. But it was cool. Yeah, I mean, I had fun. There was like specific things going into it I knew was bad for my team, and I ran into them a lot. I shouldn't say a lot, but more often than I would have liked. And but it was cool. Cody used the same team as me, and he got points with it, so that's awesome as well. And then we actually had a one of our Portland locals. It's his first year as a master, Adam Coulson, and he ended up getting third place out of the CP regions and then seventh place overall. So that was sick to see him do so well. I'm like hella stoked for him.
Yeah, that's
And then
awesome.
I did.
You're
That was
like his
kind of
mentor.
crazy.
You told him to get into it, and then he did it.
No.
You should tell me to get into it.
No, nothing like that at all, honestly.
Oh, okay.
Spicer, get into it.
I got this.
Yeah,
Let's
I need you to
go.
get into it, dog. I need you to really. Yeah, you're my fucking boy. I know you got this.
Top
On
cut.
a side note, though, I don't know if it's Elizabeth or Elizabeth, who got first place. They're a pretty well-known Japanese player for always just doing really well on the in-cart ladder. They like top, like first through 10th place, like all the time. And I'm gonna pull up the team real quick. So they actually ran Leftovers, Dozo, Assault Vest, Ting Lu, Citrus Berry, Cali Ice, Fire Pond, Tatsugiri with a Rocky helmet, and Glamora with a Focus Sash. Huge congratulations to them for winning. That's awesome. And at the same time, not really surprised to see them do so well based off how good they are at best of one closed team sheet. And it looks like Marco Silva got overall, but out of the CP regions, he got first place. So, another huge win for Marco as well.
Wow, this is Ting Dozo with Tatsugiri Dozo. Like, that's cool. With
I
Glamora,
think
it's like he's doing everything. And then it's like, on top of that, I got Ice Cali.
now how are you gonna deal with this?
When Ice Cali with the Hearthstone, like in the winning team from San Antonio, like I don't know, that's it looks fun. I want the pace, man.
They might release the pace eventually. If I see it around, I got you. But
For
I
sure.
know it was I think it was because I saw Marco post about it on Twitter. I think it was Terra fighting body press Dozo.
Wow, what?
Yeah, he was like, oh, I played one more and lost to Terra fighting Dozo. Assault pitcher. It's like funny, but not funny. You know what I mean?
Wow,
Yeah, Elizabeth cooked.
that's some insane nerf dozo, please.
Yeah, don't put Dozo into Pokemon Champion, even though like it was a part of the trailer. We could just like take that out.
We just nerf it next gen? Can when it switches in, if can the attack just redirect into dozo, please? That's like
Yeah, bare
that's the only thing
minimum.
I really want, bare minimum.
Yeah, like
Doesn't make sense.
that's
Like
very fair. I think that's a very
I
fair ask.
they're like, I returned my mon, sent out a new one, and it jumped in its mouth all in the time you were trying to flamethrower me. It's like, come on.
Yeah, cut us some slack here.
And then yeah, I mean that was the global challenge.
Yeah, top Ice Rider was number one in usage. Maridon was two. Cali Shadow three. Kyogre four. Groudon Rapidash six. Zamazenta seven. Groudon eight. I'm stopping there. Rapid Strike Urshifu was the number one most used Mon. Stopping it. Stopping there. That's it. That's all everyone needs to know.
Yeah, that's not really surprising based on what we just saw at that other tournament. Yeah. What's good in Reg G is
Yeah, so
we know which restricted are which. Except for Koridon. That was left field. But yeah.
yeah, Groudon got more usage than Terrapagos and Zama,
Wow. That's crazy.
which is it's kind of crazy. Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
What?
So slight shift in the meta because of Wolfie yet again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Insane. Okay.
All right, moment of silence so Spicer can take in his thoughts
Yeah.
and feelings. You're stoked, right, Spicer?
I
You're
can't
stoked?
believe it. Yeah, I
Yeah,
ride on supremacy, but Outdoing even Zamazenta, I can't fucking believe it. That's all. Interavagus is even bigger than Zama. Anyway, now on to our ice horse balance segment.
Cool. Yeah, I didn't know if this was like serious or not, but I got some things I could talk about with Ice Horse.
And that concludes ice source balance
Ah,
segment.
shit. All I'm
Next
gonna
up.
say is Ice Horse is good with the Lando and Raging Bull and Amoongus. You guys do your thing. All right. What's next, Spicer?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Reg I.
Yes.
Reginald.
Regulation I. I'm just gonna start off like super left field. It's just gonna be a no tariff format.
Oh my God.
I don't believe the words I'm saying, but I just, let's have a conversation about it.
That would be crazy.
Instead of a double restricted, they get maybe they won't give us a double restricted, Maybe we'll get like a single restricted no tariff.
Oh God. Going back to Noterra feels so weird.
I mean, you know, if you play against Turabagos, you're pretty much just, playing Noterra.
Right. Everybody's playing Terapagos. No, well, Terapagos wouldn't even be used. It'd be like,
Oh, yeah, no, I'm dumb. That
why
was a
would they
dumb
shoot
statement.
themselves in the foot for like their DLC mon?
Yeah, because I'm dumb, Spicer.
Nah. It was a fun thought experiment, but now we
Yeah,
realize
no.
why it's not going to be a thing.
Yeah, no, probably not. It's probably just gonna be double restricted.
Yeah. Any other crazy idea? If they like did like cut the top mons, like, that would be
That'd be cool.
mind blowing. I would think that would actually be pretty cool. I feel like that's a polarizing topic, but like I wouldn't want it for long. I think I'd be like, all right, let's move on to double restricted already.
I feel like like the top mons would get cut, and then we would just be left with like Groudon, Kyogre, or Weather Wars.
I mean, I don't. Kyogre probably get cut too. I don't even know. There's no way they can do that, and they won't. So let's not give it another breath. But it's gonna be double
Yeah, no,
restricted.
I'm, yep, cool.
And
Yeah, no, I think
yeah.
Zama's gonna skyrocket in usage.
Yeah, why do you think?
I
Because it's
think,
like a supporter with wide guard? Or what?
yeah, just because of Wyvern. Not just because of wide guard, but it's super bulky. You could click wide guard next to your other restricted body press. It's gonna KO things, and like
Yeah.
Cali Shadow Zama is gonna be really scary. I want to try to make Zama Ice Rider work, but it does. I don't know. The theory's not adding up.
Zama Ice Rider?
I just think Zama will.
I don't see
Yeah.
any reason why that would not work.
I don't know. It's kind of fast. I guess it's not that fast though, but it's like.
I think a lot of Zamas run like minimal speed, so they're already getting outsped by like, you know, Zacian Groudon.
That's true. Zama's not
Yeah.
fast. Maybe I'll mess
Groudon.
around with it. I think like Zama Kyogre will be good.
You could have like coaching on that team and go crazy.
True. Coaching the Ice Rider or the Zama, be like, I think you think.
Yeah, and you could coach like body press too, like
That sounds
with, like
annoying.
and it, maybe it's like on a Scarf Annihilate, and you know, I think Scarf Annihilate is gonna even go up it more in usage since like a lot of the
Spinal
times the problem
Gambit.
with him is like the restricted is in the back when you send it on the front or vice versa, and then it's like, ugh, I blew my surprise, and it's not really that great as not a surprise later.
Yeah, you're not like trading what you wanna
Yeah,
trade that for turn one.
so I think it's just slightly more useful now that it's more likely to be a restricted that you're threatening in front of you in turn one.
Yeah, because it's that makes sense because you're probably gonna leave at least one of your restricteds, right? One would
Yeah.
assume.
And you're like, am I gonna Final Gambit or am I just gonna coaching my boy here?
That's true. They're probably gonna Final Gambit, honestly.
Yeah, but it is cool to have the coaching on a non-fake up mon too. Otherwise you have it on like Urshifu or Sneasler or not at all.
Yeah, fair.
Probably something else. Oh yeah, people also use like Iron Valiant, which I mean
True. That
Rhydon
was
is
really
really
big in the
good.
GC. I saw.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see it. I'm just assuming. Because I didn't play. But.
Yeah, no, there was a decent amount of Iron Valiants. I mean, it's just It has such a like vast usable move pool, you know,
True.
that you don't, I mean, you're gonna assume they're gonna click coaching or Weigar, but Iron Valley could almost do anything.
Yeah, it is it's a glass cannon, but it is a crazy mixed attacker. It's like anything could happen. If you're looking at a Valiant, it's closed team sheet, you're like, I have no fucking clue what is about to happen.
Yeah, you're like, you know, like an Icy Wind here, the Thunder Wave,
Like a fucking
Taunt,
Encore
Spirit
disabled,
Break, Encore disabled.
white
Yeah,
card,
yeah.
just
Like, I don't know. Faint, it gets
special
faint.
physical. Yeah, faint.
Yeah, like Spirit Break, Moonblast.
Can do infinite fucking things, like almost. It's just silly. It's fun for that reason in close team sheet, but we play VGC usually in an open team sheet format where he loses a little bit of that shock value. But I
Yeah.
mean, there will be Reg I showdown ladder, and online ladder still. So, yeah, I'm thinking that I have a weird one. I really don't think it's going to be meta, but I think it will have a niche in the meta for the first time, and that is Rayquaza. Because it was never really good enough to be your only restricted, but I think you could have some non-weather partner with it just to try to hard counter weather teams. I don't think it's going to be meta, but I think it will be a little more than a meme. It'll be a fun team that's also a meme. Because it can also, I don't know.
Yeah, I
It's
mean, I can
gonna
see
be
people using it.
like I was imagining one like Zamazenta Rayquaza with like Chen Pao, because both of those things really like a Chen Pao on their team. Something like that.
True.
But other
I
Chen
mean, it could be good to, I
Pao
could see like
mainstay.
getting rid of weather effects being, oh shit. Yeah, I can see it being valuable.
And like Zama doesn't like weather teams, if you think about it. He doesn't like Groudon or Kyogre very much, especially if he doesn't have wide guard for the Kyogre. But yeah, I
Yeah,
mean,
fair.
in this you probably will have wide guard in more often than body
Yeah,
press.
I feel like someone's got to, yeah, you gotta like have wide guard. It's
Yeah.
gonna be so broken because
Yeah.
if people just try to double spread move you.
That's gonna be so common. It's just gonna be like there's the ladder's gonna have a lot of Choice Scarf Kyogre with Cali S.
I was just thinking that.
And you just
Water
gotta
spout, Ice
have a
Scroll.
fucking plan.
You're like, Wyguard!
Yeah.
That's literally the only plan. And
Yeah.
Lance? I don't know. Or Snarl with Bolt? Yeah, I'm gonna click Snarl with a Raging Bolt, actually. But what if their choice specs on the Kali Shadow?
May God have mercy on your soul. I don't fucking know.
I think we just made a team.
That's so evil. I mean,
Can we put Rapid Strike Urshifu on it?
there's been some tournaments, like little tournaments already, especially since Zaga announced with the rule set practicing stuff like that. I'm pretty
Yeah,
sure
yeah.
Zama was very popular.
Yeah, I think it'll be broken. I think it will be broken because it's just so bulky, so it can like it can stand up to all the other restricted for the most part, and like you know now you have a second restricted to like balance it out, so
Looks like there hasn't really been many or any big double restricted formats yet.
yeah, I was trying to plan one, but well, there's a couple I looked into playing, and they were all small. I just didn't end up having the time. It just didn't line up, but
Yeah, at least on Lab Mouse, there's one with 12 people, and that's the biggest one we've ever had so
that's
far. It
crazy.
would seem that, at least on Lab Mouse. And speaking of which, Tony got second place in that.
Tony is literally the GOAT. I saw he had a Gastrodon, which like
Yeah. He did it with Zamazenta and Cali Shadow.
what a surprise.
Yeah, he's like a Zama player to the core,
No, well no,
obviously.
just the Kali Shadow is all those like
Cali's Shadow you can just slap on anything, and that just does,
yeah.
and Zama in this meta, so that just makes a ton of sense.
Well, yeah, so like, obviously Zama can't body press the ghost types, but Cali Shadow can astral barrage them.
Yeah, that does seem like a no-brainer, pretty damn good strategy. It looks like second or third place, guy got 3-2, Tony got 4-2. He also was running Zama, Cali Shadow. In first place, which I guess is the counter team to that, undefeated 6-0 was Cali Ice with Lunala. And Lunala definitely is a super Zama counter. And if it Terra Fairies, it's also a Shadow Cali counter. I'm
Yeah, I
sure
think
SBL is a
Lunala will
good
be. I
matchup.
think Lunala will be good in the next format.
Yeah, because not all. Same reason. Also gets wide guard.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be a solid option.
Yep,
It's
and this
just
guy's
who you
Lunala
pair
does
it
have
with.
wide guard. That's crazy. Lunala Calyrex Ice looking like it will be the core of Trick Room.
That makes sense. I've been thinking about it, but then do you really want both your Pokemon to be weak to, Cali Shadow?
Apparently it was not a problem for this guy, even though, and it's just 6-0, but he, didn't lose to them either time. He had Incineroar on the team.
That helps too.
Pelipper, Urshifu Rapid Strike, but like those probably didn't help with
Oh,
Cali
so he had
Shadow.
wide guard probably on the
He does. Okay, that's a great four right there. You just bring
Pelipper.
Lunala, Cali, Incineroar, Pelipper, boom.
Yeah. And then you just like Politerra Water Surging Strikes the Cali in rain and kill it.
That too.
Under Trick Room, maybe, if it's not Choice Scarf. Is it Choice Scarf
It
versus food?
actually
Do
is
we know?
Scarf.
It is Scarf? Yeah, so that's how you get rid of the Cali Shadow.
Well, that's cool. That sounds like an interesting way to shake things up because, we've been doing this same meta for a while now.
Yeah, no, I think, I
Second.
mean, I love Reg G.
Yeah.
I'm a little scared to go into Reg I just because, like, yeah, the
True.
double restricteds and stuff. But before Reg G, we had, even before the first Reg G, I still didn't think I was gonna like the format, but I ended up loving it, so I'm gonna stay positive. But yeah,
I
either
feel like
way,
a lot of
it'll be fun to
people
switch it up.
who played last generation have this like PTSD about double restricted because series 9 or whatever last generation went on for like 9 months or something.
Really?
Yeah, because of COVID.
Yeah, so it was like a 9 month long.
Yeah, they didn't change the format from double restricted for so long. So
That's
at least
annoying.
for me, that's why I feel like this weird, like, oh, what if it sucks? But like, hopefully it's good. I still am
It'll
on.
be
I'm
six.
more
It'll probably be
optimistic.
four to
Just
six.
got to remember that it's not going to be as long.
No, I think it'll just be until Worlds, and after Worlds it'll switch up, or I don't know, maybe we do have it until Zal comes out or Pokemon Champs,
So hyped about that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be very positive about it. I think it's going to be great for the community in general. It's going to help people get into Pokemon more. I mean, hopefully you'll be able to just like EV things there real quick, and we won't have to do this
I know.
whole
Well, I think we all just want
ordeal.
to come on Showdown that's supported.
Yeah, like don't get,
But
I mean, I love playing Pokemon.
yeah.
I love going and catching shinies. I love, well, I'm not going to say I love EV training my Pokemon in game, but I don't mind, but like it's not ideal, and I know a
Yeah.
lot of people
Part of the problem.
don't like doing it, and that it would just help a lot more people get into it if they could just like
Yep, it's part of
not have to
that
do it.
grind. Part of that accessibility issue.
Yeah, but I also want to be a Pokemon master, so these are things you have to do to become a Pokemon master. You know what I mean, Spicer?
Right. Of course.
Like,
I mean,
if you
I
don't
would
shiny
not.
hunt, how are you a Pokemon master? Like, I just don't get it.
Well, the real way to be a Pokemon master is like Wolf, where you're so well known, people give you the mons for your team.
That's true. He is literally the GOAT and a
He's.
Pokemon master at this point.
Well,
And Sanju Park, who is what qualified for Worlds in every Pokemon.
mean, yeah, there are a lot of people who are masters at this game. It is not I, but
Me
yeah, I
neither.
still do a podcasty for fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we've done today's podcasty for fun.
Yeah, it looks like we got through the list.
Yeah, the list. The
Yeah.
list is over.
We
You
looked at
know
the
what we
list. We
forgot to
checked it
do?
twice. Oh
You
no.
know
The Ice Rider balance section.
we... No, we did that. What we forgot to
Oh.
do was our introductions. Like, I forgot to ask you, like, how you're doing.
What if we just say what if we just do it now at the end of it?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Oh, Spicer, I'm doing fantastic today. I'm so glad you asked. Things have been going great. I went to a
Anyways,
local
that's it,
yesterday.
folks. I'm just
Oh,
kidding. I'm just
how are you?
kidding.
Well,
No,
how are
no.
you? I
I
was gonna
really
ask
did
how
want to
you were
know. I really
doing.
did. I just thought it would be funny to it. I
I'm
do.
just I'm doing fant I'm doing fantastic. It's a beautiful day in Portland. How are you, Spicer?
That's awesome. It would be a beautiful day for me if I was in Portland. But I am
It
in
would.
Los.
I would agree with that, yeah.
It's like it's all right here. It's another hot March day in Las Vegas because it is hot here very often. Yesterday it
Have you done
rained.
any? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What have I done?
Oh, I was gonna say, have you done any gambling today?
No, I was born and raised here. I don't gamble. I mean, just
Oh.
kidding. A lot of people still do,
I'm just.
but a lot of the locals don't at the same time.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just kidding. It makes sense. I'd hope not. That'd
Yeah.
be a terrible place for you
That's
if you like
actually
gambling.
very offensive to my people.
Shit, I apologize.
I'm just kidding.
Huge apology from my end. I'm sorry.
I've had people ask me, they're like, you live in Las Vegas? Did you go to school in a casino?
That's just dumb. If you think that and you heard that, I did not mean to offend you.
Our only buildings are casinos, so everything is in one.
Oh, so you live in a
I live
casino.
in a
That's sick.
casino. I went
Yeah,
to school
fire.
in one.
What floor?
The 69th floor.
That's literally perfect because this is the 69th episode. Wow.
No way.
Life's fucking crazy. Yeah, whoa.
Crazy.
I'm
But
blown away.
yeah. Ask me how I'm doing now.
I thought that was, oh, how are you doing, Spicer?
No, wait. We didn't finish talking about you, did we?
Yeah, no, that was it. I'm just doing great.
All right, good. I'm doing good.
Sick.
Working on the death metal EP still. It's taken up a lot more of my attention than Pokemon VGC lately, to be honest, but
Like music, like you play the guitar or?
no, I'm doing the fucking all that shit.
Oh, nice. No, I love screamo.
Yeah.
Are you like, give me like a band of reference, like August Burns Red, Whitechapel, Attila,
Dude, I don't even know. It's like
Alisana,
Megadeth
Memphis
meets Cradle
Mayfire,
of Filth or something.
just squeals. Okay, so that's like a Dr. Acula, maybe, yeah, like Whitechapel.
No,
What's
it's
the,
actually zero squeals. It's just like, I don't even know.
so like Metallica, Iron Maiden, sort of.
Yeah, I said it's like, I mean, it's like Megadeth meets like Death meets like,
A lot of death, huh?
yeah, you know Death.
Yeah, that shit's hard.
Yeah, it's like classic death metal sounding, like not anything quite that revolutionary, just having a good old time.
Hey, as long as it's a good old time.
But I have like these like high pitched, like almost black metal-y sounds, but we're not.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, when you're done with it, you should send it over.
Oh yeah, I will. I'll probably even force some people to listen to it, but
That's okay. I'll probably enjoy it. I'm sure.
thanks. But yeah, life's good, brother. Thank you. Thank you for doing
Sick,
this
dude.
episode with me.
Dude, yeah, no, thank well, th thank you too, and thank you to everyone out there who's listening.
Yeah, thank you. You're the best. I don't know how many of you there are, but please reach out to me. Please.
Bro, this gotta be like tens of hundreds of thousands of people, huh?
Yeah, one of those.
Listening to this. Yeah.
All right. Been real. Thank you again.
Right. Goodbye. Goodbye, Spicer. Goodbye, people.
Something,
It's
something
been
class
real.
dismissed.
We did it. Hooray. I
Right.
don't know the rest of the song. I don't know Spanish, but.
Dude, I don't know. I was just saying we did it. Some Dora the Explorer.
No, that was good. That was good. Yeah, that
I heard
was
like
Dora the
Deadable
Explorer.
started really kicking in like halfway through that.
Oh, I did take a dab before this time.
You did?
Yeah. I don't know. I just kind of needed one. I was like, yeah, whatever. It's, you know.
I was in the pen too, and I had a cookie.
It's like, yeah, we're just fucking around. It's cool.